I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. I like a glass of bubbly as much as anyone around the holidays, and I won't put up a big fuss if it's Prosecco or champagne or something else with a fizz. But I have a French-American colleague with a clear favorite. Adeline Sia reports from her native Burgundy.
I'm not much of a wine drinker, so in the wine region of Burgundy, where I grew up, that makes me a bit foreign to my friends and relatives. There goes the American, they say whenever I decline a glass of red. But there's a local drink I love, Crémant de Bourgogne. It's a sparkling wine made in nearby vineyards. And at this festive time of year, it sells by the crate and shamelessly rivals with the more uppity champagne. Just ask anyone in my family. Crémant is the official effervescent beverage of our celebrations. Recently, it was for my niece's 18th birthday. That's the legal drinking age in France, by the way. My niece Jeanne is well familiar with Crémant.
I like to drink some with my friends.
My brother Fred swears by the stuff. He's always got some in his cellar for special occasions. He says it's just like champagne. And for good reason.
It's made like champagne, tastes like champagne, but it's not made in champagne area, so it can't be called champagne.
It's just bubbly, isn't it?
No. I'm going to kill you saying that. No.
My brother's right. This sparkling wine is made exactly like champagne, just not on the same soil, the terroir. So I decided to drop by in the village of Saint-Brie-le-Vineux to get the scoop on this winemaking process. Bailly-la-Pierre is a winemaker's co-op set in an ancient underground limestone quarry. It's a gigantic cave, almost 10 acres underground, with tall ceilings. So big, you can actually drive inside and park your car next to the enormous wine-tasting bar and lounge.
Well, you know, it's a particular place here. It's an amazing place here.
Corinne Pesquet is in charge of guided tours here.
You know, with the stones here, they built...
She tells me the cream-colored limestone carved here during the Middle Ages was hauled on river barges some 100 miles north to Paris, where it was used to build parts of Notre-Dame Cathedral and other famed monuments. But the reason it's now a great winery is that the natural conditions here are ideal for maturing wine, dark, humid, and cool, year-round.
And we have walls and walls and walls of bottles here. It's like in the tens of thousands at this point, right?
Well, millions.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Bailly-la-Pierre produces 3 million bottles a year. 500,000 of those are exported to North America. Pesquet tells me how it's made.
The harvest starts in September, and we bottle in December. And then you start to have a second fermentation in the bottle.
The bottles also have to be spun ever so slowly on giant computerized rotating racks. The goal is to collect the deposit formed by yeast in the bottle's hollow stopper, and it will be removed before the bottle is corked for good.
Then we let the wine maturing on racks like you see here in these very good conditions, and it lasts 1 year or 18 months.
So there you have it. The recipe for non-champagne champagne from Burgundy. For this Burgundian expat in the United States, it was a thrill to stumble on bottles of that Crémant at a Trader Joe's store in Massachusetts years ago. It enabled me to continue French family traditions in my American home. And the truth is, at about $10 a bottle, it's much cheaper than champagne. And many would say there's little difference in taste. Here's how my brother puts it.
I can't say that I love every Crémant. I can't say that I love every champagne, but I definitely prefer a good Crémant to a very average champagne.
He adds that since we need 4 bottles of the stuff just for opening Christmas presents, he plans to get a dozen, just to be safe. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Auxerre, France.